Snags podcast.
It's good to be here.
Here we go.
Where are we? Snags.
Oh, the Snags. Well,
look. We've arrived.
It's everything is new. The podcast is new.
Yep.
The location is new.
That's right.
Our attitudes are new.
Well, they're just modified. They've got some sprinkles.
I've recently turned 30. My attitude is nothing but different at the moment.
Why is that? What's happening?
I've just turned into a grump.
Oh, you get angry quite quickly now.
Yeah.
I text you all the time. And
I hate children. I hate youngins. Hoodlums getting around.
I tried calling you today. You refused to pick up.
No, that's a very young person thing to do. But it's a new podcast. People have been asking us what's going on. Well, I mean, obviously, we haven't done a Snitch and Lins podcast, which is now dead to us.
Yeah,
Snitch and Lins are now dead.
We had to leave it. And it's unfortunate, but the Snitch and Lins fans are still there. They want content. They're just like, bring back.
They're chomping at the bit.
And we're like, okay, we'll bring something back. But it's going to be different.
It's going to be different, guys. It's going to be a little bit more chill.
We need a facelift.
Yeah, look, we're both in our 30s now. This is the 30s version of Snitch and Lins.
Jeez, you don't have to throw that around.
No, I'm happy to throw it around.
I'm 25 at heart.
You're fucking 15 at heart at most, okay? But, you know, I think we're just into a more chill segment of our lives. And I want, we want the podcast to reflect that.
Yeah, that's true.
People have asked why the name The Snags.
Yep.
Well, The Snags Podcast. Would you like to explain that, Lins?
Well, originally, when we were on community radio...
Hawkesbury Radio, 89.9.
No, yeah, we're on that one.
Hawkesbury Radio, the sound of the West.
When we were there, and they still have the same sweepers, we were called The Snags.
Yeah.
And we only adopted the Snitch and Lins name because we went to drive time.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know who we were.
We went so high into the stratosphere that they were like, you have to change your name.
You guys, Snitch and Lins, you need new names.
Yeah.
People need to know who you are on the Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
You got to change your name to Snitch and Lins. Or Lins and Snitch. Or Snitch and Snatch, as well we're called.
Oh, that was me. There was a lot of variations on it. But the one thing they were like, you can't call yourself the Snags.
Yeah.
And then we've only got to the point now where we're like, you know what? Those guys didn't know what they were talking about.
No, Snags is where it was
Snags,
at.
Yeah. The funny thing is, we actually can't. It was so long ago that we started this radio show. It was 13 years ago?
2004.
Does that make sense? 14 years ago.
14 years ago.
There we go. 14 years ago that we actually first started broadcasting together. And it's that long ago that we can't remember the original reason we called it that, which I thought was perfect.
Yeah, I can't.
Because you don't need a reason for a name.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything's good.
Exactly. Moving on, Linsman. Moving on.
Moving on.
What are we going to be chatting about today? Look, there's one thing that you want to chat to me about. And it's also something I want to chat to you about, Lins. We haven't really covered this in our normal personal conversations. And it's the fact that you've moved back to your parents' place. So, actually, before we go there, we're in a new location. We're in the hot box right now.
We are.
Which is in my apartment, in the smallest room, which is facing the sun. So I'm already sweating profusely. How are you feeling right now?
I'm okay. I'm a little thirsty, but I'm okay.
Would you like a drink?
No, I've got some of my own. Thank you. But
just checking.
I think the audience deserves to know what happened. It's time for like background, behind the scenes storytelling of what happened
in
these few months. So we were at Rancho Relaxo.
Yes.
And you found a place and decided to move out.
Yep.
And therefore, I also had to move
and
out.
And therefore, Lindsay's dreams were shattered.
Yes. And I was like, okay, where do I go? And I just got really lazy, as per usual, and just moved back in with my parents.
So why not?
I'm out west, you're here in the hot box, and we're starting this new podcast.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
So let me tell you the stories of the west.
Look, it's technically not west, though. This is what my mum always says. Now, for people that don't know, Lindsay and I grew up in a very similar area.
Yeah.
And it's not technically west. It's technically northwest. That's what she always says. She's like, oh, you always say you're coming out west because we've been living in the city for so long.
Yeah.
And when we talk about going out to see our parents, like, oh, we're going out west.
Well, what do we say? NW. We're coming out NW.
Yeah.
It doesn't come roll off the tongue.
Oh, we're going out northwesterly today.
No one says
that.
The way
of the winds.
No. Your mum just got to suck it up.
Suck it up. You're in the west, mum.
It's west of the city, and that's all that matters. West of civilization. West of anything happening.
And we're allowed to say that because we used to live there.
Yeah.
It's not like we're bagging out people that we've never met before.
I'm still living out there.
Oh, wait, you live out there now?
It's okay. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
We come in. There's things happening here. Things are getting better.
Mm.
just slower. Well,
pray tell, what's been happening in the old Price household?
Oh, Michael, it's just a different world out there, man. For instance, the other night, I wasn't home. I was with my girlfriend, and I was just chatting to Mum. Just like, hey, what's happening out? What's happened at home, Mum? What's happening?
You nearly said that worst again,
yeah,
didn't you?
I knew it did. And she said, oh, we had a blackout last night. I was like, okay, no power. What happened? Oh, well, there was a massive bang. I was like, okay, well, a car hit a pole or something? Yeah, like
someone's out bloody pig hunting.
Something's gone wrong. I said, no, you wouldn't believe this, Lindsay. You wouldn't believe it. I'm like, well, what's going on?
Oh, yes.
A giant goose flew into the power line.
Fuck out of here. Get the fuck
and exploded
out of here.
And no one had
Deborah
power.
Price, you were telling porky pies.
The whole community comes out
and
standing around the fried goose. Everyone's examining it, having a laugh, jokes.
The goose flew into
a transformer.
Oh, my God.
And the transformer exploded, roasted the goose. It was a big goose, apparently.
God, this is amazing.
And everyone's sharing beers, telling jokes. It was a real community gathering of the roasting of the goose.
Most communities have, like, you know, a cake sale or a fete or something. You guys have an impromptu roasted goose and suddenly everyone's friends. Suddenly everyone's got the beers out. Yeah. I mean, that really does sum up the area that you live in in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Everyone comes around. Comes together over a dead animal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, this happened. Let's all drink about it.
That's amazing. I wonder how often the electrical employees have to deal with gooses flying into transformers. I didn't even know geese flew that much.
I didn't know they flew that much either. Yeah. It was apparently a big one.
So it's a big one as well. So clearly it doesn't fly that often.
Yeah, I guess. Not anymore.
Well, can you imagine being that poor old goose? Just being like, you know, it's time to get the wings going. It's time to get up in the air.
His other geese mate's like, no, mate, don't be
mate,
a silly
it's
goose.
Been too long.
Don't be a silly goose.
You haven't been training for it. And he's like, nah, man, I got it. And then they see him take off into the sunset. And he's like, is Jerry going towards it? Yeah, he's going towards Transformers.
Jerry, no!
go on. Yeah.
But that's not the only problem having out west, Michael. I got another story. More. Here we go.
More, please.
You know how people in their communities can have feuds with people? You know, you could be fighting. Oh. You could be fighting City
Hall. Wait. Are we talking our neighbors from hell situation here?
Oh, close. Okay. Close, Michael.
Is this a current affair?
Well, I don't know if this could make current affair, but my mum has got a
feud. Linsman,
with someone.
Anything can make a current affair, Lindsay. What kind of high bar are you setting for that program?
You're right. My mum has a feud with a magpie.
Okay, so she's got a feud with another. Why is it always animal-based around your place?
I don't know. So this is what's happened. Mum loves to go out for a bit of a walk in the morning, a bit of a jog or whatever. Even get the gate when she's driving out because we have a manual gate. And you need to open it. The magpie always swoops up. So much so that Dad had to install an electric gate so we didn't have to get out of the car.
Oh, really?
So we've got little buzzers.
For a second, I thought you meant that he had installed the gate that was electric so the magpie would sit on it and get fried. He'd seen the goose and he was like, that's a bloody good idea.
He did that with a dog a few years ago, though.
Oh, no.
It was taking shits. And
set up an electric fence.
Yeah, we set up this dog bowl, this metal dog bowl. I think we put a car battery to it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. You can't be putting this on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Not the first one.
Let's cut that.
Animal abuse. Jesus Christ. Look, it's a car battery. I've touched a car battery before.
Yeah,
it gives you a good fucking shock.
It's like licking a 9-volt battery. It's just a little buzz. It's fine. The dog was fine.
I'm sure it was fine. I'm sure it's learned its fucking lesson, though.
It never came back.
No.
But this magpie fiasco, I'm like, Mum, you're overreacting. This is nothing. What are you talking about? A magpie.
Yeah.
And then I had a run-in with a magpie.
Oh, you saw eye to eye with it, did you?
Like, man, I went for a jog.
Two eyes to one eye.
Oh, yes. I went for a jog. It swooped me. So I had to pick up a big branch and try and shoo it away. And then ran on my merry way. And I was like, freaking magpie, I'll show it. Mm-hmm. So on the way back from my jog, picked up five little stones. Like, it's like a David and Goliath situation here.
Okay, right. So it's had a go at you. You've gone for a full jog and you've come back.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's time.
It's time to duel. I've thrown some stones at it. Like, go away. Couldn't hit it. I'm running for the gate. It's above me. I throw one little stone, hit it, goes, and flies away. I'm like, yes, I showed him.
You actually got it.
I got it.
You have bloody good aim. Two stones and you managed to hit.
No, like five stones. Okay, that was the last one.
That's more sense.
It's a 20% accuracy rate.
Oh, feckle.
Then it didn't come for a while. It went away and I was like, I got him. Yeah, he's learned his lesson.
He's learned. Oh, I've got it. Yeah, so yeah, don't worry about it.
I've won this war.
Lynn's comes to save the day once again.
It's like, Mom, don't worry about it. Magpie's gone. I'm wandering down. It must be like 10 days later, down the back. I'm like, boop, boop, seeing what the cows are doing. Who do I see but the magpie? And he's brought a mate.
Oh, he's come with his cousin.
He's come with his cousin. They start swooping me. I run back to the
house. They're both swooping you.
I scuttle back to the house and I hide in with Mum. And I'm like, Mum, they're back. They're worse than ever. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've made things
just
worse.
Just pissed them off.
Yeah, pissed them off. It's a madhouse.
Oh, this is amazing. Like, this is basically the magpie gangs of the Northwest.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. So that's what's happening out west.
Okay. So you've had a fried goose.
Fried goose.
A fried dog by the sounds of
it. Oh, the dog was fine. The fried dog was fine. Yeah. And
swooping magpies.
Yeah.
Well, look, Linsman, it's been very different in here.
What's happening in the hot box? What are you doing here?
Look, I, for the first time in a very long time, have had a place to myself.
Okay.
It's just me here. There's been drop-ins, mostly my girlfriend.
Yep.
With other news about that as well. We're still together. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's all good. And obviously you and a couple other people. But to the majority of it, I've had this place to myself, man. And it is just the fucking best.
I think I said boring.
No,
or
it's so good,
like,
man.
Okay, what's it like?
I've been living
by
with
yourself?
Housemates. For like 10 years now.
I was one of those housemates.
Yeah. And I've just realized how good it is not having one.
Okay, then.
No. But like, you know, I think people that have lived with other people, and especially like just a round robin of other people. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
To just walk into a place and be like, this is just it.
This is my
this
zone.
This is mine now. This is my zone. I can do what I want. I can... Oh, the amount that I have been walking around in the nude is beyond disturbing, Lens. I just have to say that. Like, it's just...
I don't want to come around anymore.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't do it when people are here.
Yeah, but
I do
probably
do it when
sat somewhere. You got ass cooties everywhere.
No. I'm not that crazy, okay? If I sit down, put a towel down first, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's the towel that you use when you have a shower here. It's the same one.
Jesus, mate. I'm not coming back around.
The weird thing is, I have quite a big window here.
Yeah.
Which does look onto other apartments.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah. Look, lots of nude walking around, plus the fact that I very rarely close that window means that I'm guessing that someone's seen me just strolling around.
Definitely. Yeah. Someone probably has photos.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
There's probably like a shame kind of your neighbor nudie photo network.
Shame your neighbor.
Shame
your nude neighbor.
I'm sure you're on
You know
there.
What? Now we should start that website, shameyournudeneighbor.com.
Let's register it right now.
Yeah. We should get on domains.com. Is Shame Your Nude Neighbor not taken yet? I can't believe that.
I was
unbelievable.
Like, register it, set it up, everyone contribute. Google Map tag it so we know.
I mean, technically, Friends started that, right? Do you remember Friends? There was the fat naked guy that was across the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm now that guy.
You.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to say that things have been different here.
Have you had a bump in with anyone? Have you made eye contact whilst nude, whilst carrying something around?
So far, I've heard voices out there, but the second I hear voices, I kind of sneak away.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to make eye contact with anyone, especially when you're in your nutties.
Yeah, when you were
no way.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Anyway, so yeah, all I wanted to say was, Linz, it's been different. It's gotten to a point now where I've really appreciated that so much that it's gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, you know what, actually, I do miss having Linz around.
Oh, that's really nice.
And then I look at my clean, clean kitchen with no plates soaking in it. And I think, wait a second.
Don't forget the teacups.
Wait a second. Oh, don't forget the teacups at all. And I just think, no, actually, no. No, this is good. This is great.
Ordered, proper, no anarchy.
That's perfect. On to a different topic, Lens. I was... this is apropos of nothing.
Okay.
But I actually, you know what? This place, you could technically say is northwest. Have you heard of a little town called Currajong?
Yes.
Yeah. So Currajong is in the Blue Mountains here in Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Close to. It's got to be close to it.
Okay, people in Sydney will consider a Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
I don't think Blue Mountain like people would consider a Blue Mountain.
Not people that are out there. No, just like connoisseurs of the Blue Mountains wouldn't consider.
It's like once you pass Bowen Mountain, then you're in the mountains.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's anyway. All the same out there.
Oh, mate. Whatever. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Currajong. Yeah. They do good pizzas out there.
Mm, so I hear.
Yeah.
I went to a thing out there years and years ago called grass carting. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
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 Do you remember grass carting?
Yeah.
Now, grass carting is you have a cart, like a go-kart. No, not a go-kart. Sorry, a billy cart. Yeah, so no engine on it or anything.
Yeah.
And it's got kind of bigger wheels on it.
Yeah.
There's a big grass hill, and you literally just roll down it.
Yeah.
And this was, when we were growing up, the biggest attraction in that area.
Oh, didn't we do it through Scouts?
We've done it. I've done it 3 times.
Jesus.
Yeah. I've done it actually 3 times up there.
Aaron, are we talking old school Scout derbies?
No. Well, I mean, we did do those as well.
Yeah.
You know what I think about Scouts? We don't talk about Scouts.
Okay, but I just got. Can we just side note? You had a billy cart.
The death machine.
Holy shit. You and I would push each other down that thing.
Yeah.
And it was accomplishment if we didn't crash.
Yeah. If you made it to the bottom, it was a miracle on this thing. You know the reason why? The cart itself was basically just a plank of wood with wheels on it. That's all it was. There was nothing else to it.
I still remember the last time we used it.
Look good. I mean, yeah.
Can I
just
say something?
Yeah.
It was the last race of the day, and I went on down on your billy cart.
How old were we at this point?
We must have been 9, 10. Very young. And on this instance, we'd kind of mastered it by the end of the day. So we could get
Masters
down to the...
is a very loose term, but yeah, okay.
We could get down the bottom without crashing.
Mm-hmm.
I hit like a rock or a cow turd or something. Lost control.
Yeah.
Crashed into the kid next to me. I was launched into the air and landed somewhere on grass.
Well, that was a great thing about the billy car was that it launched you away from us when you fell off. So you didn't get caught up in it.
The other kid, he was caught amongst the
rubble. He didn't make it out.
And that was the end of those car days.
Yeah, I think that may have been the last one.
Didn't you burn it after that?
Possibly,
Evil spirits came out of it.
It wasn't hard to burn. It was a plank of wood. It was literally a plank of wood with wheels on it. Like, God bless my dad.
Yep.
He was a pretty handy dude.
Yeah.
But look, he's not a builder, okay?
No.
He isn't a mechanic.
Yeah.
He's a scientist at heart.
Yeah.
So he gave it a red hot go. And his go wasn't good enough.
He
let's
fell
be fair.
Very short.
Yeah, I think it had mower tires on the front of it, like from a mower, like an actual lawn mower. Yeah, it was.
It was dodgy.
It was pretty dodgy. Yeah. You know what the best part was? Before we had that day, before we had the billy cart day, where all the scouts got into the billy carts, me and Dad went to try it out.
Oh, okay.
Now our property, which is about 5 acres, didn't really have any super steep hills on it to give it a go.
No.
You know what does have steep hills though? The road outside
of
the bitumen on a 35 degree day.
Oh,
hey, Dad, what's the best idea? Let's put your 9-year-old son on the most dangerous billy cart in existence and launch it down a super steep hill on a bitumen road, an active road, by the way. Like, there are cars on this road.
I just feel like... Dads just have these like lapses of judgment sometimes.
It's just amazing, isn't it? I don't know how he managed to get away with it. I figure the reason he got away with it is because Mum wasn't home.
Oh, your
because
dad.
Because you know what happened? Well, everyone knows what happened.
Okay.
I came off it and I crazed my knee like something savage, like nearly ripped my kneecap off, bleeding down my leg. And I mean, you know, we tested it out.
Yeah,
it was bad. We got it there. But you know the reason that it happened, the crash happened, is he sent me down the hill. We'd gone down a couple of times and I'd actually got down the bottom fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's a road. It's fine. You can roll fine on it. But I was going down and then suddenly a car appeared at the other end of it. So this has no brakes on it.
None.
This billy cart has no brakes. So I just think, well, what do I do here? I just steer into the thing. So I went to turn, which I hadn't tried yet. And I turned and the wheels had...
Like, they locked up immediately. So, if you turn a little bit, basically, it just turned all the way.
You can't turn. It's like a dragster.
Yes.
Like, you know in dragsters, like, you just try and keep a straight line. That's it. Because if you turn, then you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
I was fucked. I fucked myself. Because I turned and the entire thing just flipped.
Yeah.
And then I just ended up, anyway, great.
Did the car stop?
Great times. Oh, yeah, the car stopped and was like, are you okay? Because I was bleeding out of my leg and crying probably. And then Dad came like running down thinking, first off, I hope my son's okay. Second off, I'm in so much shit with my wife right now. When she gets back from bloody Clancy's Grocers, she's going to be so pissed.
What goes through Dad's mind in that moment? Just like knowing... You've hurt your kid, and you're just going to get in so much trouble.
Yeah, you're going to get so much shit. I mean, look, if that happened to me, the last thing I care about, like, you got a bleeding leg, get over it.
Yeah, you know?
I couldn't care that much about the kid. But I'm like, I am going to get literally murdered by my wife when I get back. That's the only thing I care about right
now. This is my only child, and I was pushing him down the road.
Don't know what he was up to. Good old Dad. Oh, classic Dad.
What's he up to?
Classic. Oh, well, you know, let's talk about what Dad's up to, shall we?
What is the old Mr. Snitch up to?
Well, the old Mr. Snitch happens to be downstairs right now.
Oh.
So we haven't spoken about this. No. I have an apartment here now. I found out 3 weeks after I'd got my apartment that my parents decided to buy the apartment 2 floors down from me. So they now live in the same building as me.
It's like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Your parents literally
If Raymond was an only child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just literally moved next door. Yeah. Like down one floor.
They're down one floor.
Like, they just piggybacked on all your hard work and research to find a place.
Isn't
they
that did. Just the... They really did. They're like, he's done the building inspection.
So we don't have to pay
he's
for that.
He's got the solicitor sorted. Good to go.
Yeah.
Which took me like a year to do. And then they were just like, you know what? It's just too easy.
They literally slipstreamed behind you.
Yeah.
And just like, you did all the hard work and they just came out and just got another place like that.
Yeah, just like that.
And it's like, I've moved in with my parents.
Hmm.
But in some ways you have too.
Yeah, I know. That's the shitty thing. It's like all this time I want to be like, Lindsay, what an idiot living with his parents.
I really haven't heard that criticism from your mouth at all.
No, I really haven't.
Because this is a more permanent fixture.
It really is. It really is. And they can rock up at any time. I don't know why I did this.
Michael, we need some milk.
I also gave them a key to this place as well.
They're using your internet?
Yeah, they are.
They're on paying for internet and they're using yours.
Yeah. And you know what? I got a message from my mum the other day. I can't be talking to my parents too much now. They're going to listen to this. I was talking to my mum the other day and she sent me a message and it said, hey, your internet's not working. I said, well, maybe you should just bloody get your own then. I should just get a shitter router that doesn't reach down to their level. Great times. Great times. Back to the grass carts lens.
Yep.
I just ended up on this random Google search the other day.
Okay.
And you know another place that originally had grass carts? There's a little place called Jamboree Recreation Park.
Oh, yeah, where you control the action.
Now, people that are in Sydney will know exactly what we're talking about, especially if you're around about our age. If you're not, hey, look, it's a recreation park. That's all you need to know.
Just a park. It's not like a theme park.
No, it's more of just it's an action park.
Yeah.
Because, I think that's actually what it's called now.
Oh, really?
I think it's called Jamboree Action Park.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So just rides, toboggans.
Water stuff.
Water slides.
Yeah, but not like big ones. Like littler ones, not like Wet n Wild style.
No,
kind of like smaller ones, kind of shit ones.
Well, I think they're getting better. I don't think
they have changed at all in 20 years, Lindsay.
No, they have. They got a big ride recently.
Really?
That's bigger than Wet n Wild.
Oh, Lindsay's got his finger on the pulse of bloody Jamboree Action Park.
It's just because I happen to watch television now and then, and you don't.
Oh, that's true.
That's the difference between you and I.
Because you're at your parents' place, they still watch TV.
TV's on, so I'm like, oh, freaking Jamboree built this. Okay, good for them.
What was that on A Current Affair?
It's a paid story.
So I found out that they used to do grass skiing there as well. I'm not sure if they still do. But the reason that Jamboree Recreation Park, which is about 2 hours out of Sydney, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a lot further out than I thought. It's 2 hours out of Sydney. The reason that that park exists was for the 1980 Grass Skiing World Championships, Lens. Grass Skiing World Championships.
Grass skiing? What is it, like skiing but with... on grass?
Do you not know what grass skiing is?
No.
Let me introduce you to the world of grass skiing, Lens. You have tracks on the bottom of your skis instead of skis, right? So they rotate as you're going over the
grass.
Like
a tank.
Yes, like tank wheels. Except they're super duper lubricated.
And they just
Glide down hills.
Yeah. Whoa! Yeah.
So apparently this still exists in Currajong. I don't know whether it's still there, but the fact that they had the... Excuse me. I'm so excited about it.
The world champion.
The world championships of grass skiing at Jamboree.
And
blew
based,
my mind.
And that was such a momentous occasion.
Didn't the 80s just bring us some of the best things in the world?
Yeah. Where is grass skiing now?
Well, it's gone, clearly.
Yeah, it's... No, I think it's just encouraging.
Yeah, it's pretty much there. But they seem to also like it in Europe.
Huh.
I'm only guessing because in Europe, you can go proper skiing pretty much whenever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But when you can't be bothered going up to the Alps, what do? Go for a bit of grass skiing.
How?
Chuck on the skis, head to your local hill, and do a bit of slalom.
Can I ask, has anyone just thought to themselves, we got grass skiing, which is great, it's unreal, it's fabulous. What if we just chuck a motor on these things, and we could just be a literally walking tank? Not walking tank, but a skiing tank.
Yeah.
And you could just get around like that. Why isn't that a form of transport?
A form of transport. So basically, you want motorized roller skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we have those?
I'm sure people have done that. I mean, I've seen Jackass do it with fireworks in the back of them. That's as close as I've seen. Probably something to do with the size of the engines on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can we go do this? Can we go do grass skiing?
Oh, we can give it a red hot go. But the thing about grass skiing is... It's very different to snow skiing, because if you fall in snow, it's quite soft. But I mean, if you fall hard in snow, it's quite hard. If you fall softly on grass, it's already hard. If you fall hard on grass, you are going to die.
Okay. So, ski on snow.
Soft.
You're good to go. Ski on grass, you're on your ass.
Yeah, there exactly.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's the motto, and that's why they don't exist anymore. That being said, there is another form of skiing that I found out in my research.
Where are you doing this
And this
research?
Is called... Sorry, I need to look this up because it's called a very specific name and I want to get it right, okay? It's called stone ski.
No.
Stone ski. So this is...
What is stone ski?
This is is very similar skis to snow skiing, except you ski...
You mean grass skiing?
So, yeah, sorry. No. Very similar skis to snow skiing.
Oh, snow skiing.
I mean that, yeah.
Okay.
Except you're skiing down a shale rock face.
Oh.
Yeah.
You
cannot tell me you have seen this. This, I couldn't believe this existed.
I have seen this.
Oh my God.
Only because I've seen crashes of them.
Oh, then that's going to, that is the worst kind of crash.
Because I didn't understand what was going on. I just thought.
Neither did I.
These Europeans. This must be a gap between the snow. So they must be skiing and they hit this patch of rocks smash through it and then hit the snow again.
It's basically a giant mistake. That's all it is. Yeah.
And then I just saw him smash in that station.
Just into the rocks.
Yeah, but that. So it's actually a thing.
It's actually a thing. It's called stone ski. Now, the most amazing thing of all of this, Lens, is that I found a YouTube video of it, which is. Fantastic to watch. Really, really, really pepped me up at lunchtime.
Okay.
But every now and then I like to do, travel into the comments of YouTube, that pit of despair.
Yes.
Every single comment is in Russian, okay? Oh. Every single comment.
Okay.
Except for one.
And it's one in English. Here we go.
It's the top rated one. It's got 200 likes and all it says is, this is how real men ski. And you just got to give it to that guy. Because that is the most manly way to ski. Is you know what? Let's not snow. Not even grass. Just stones. Stones.
Jesus. Right.
Yeah, he's right. He's bang on the money. And I mean, that's why he's got 200 likes. That's why. That's how you get the likes, guys.
You got to have some kind of witty comment.
Yeah. Look, Lindsay, man, we can do a couple of segments with this podcast.
Okay.
Why don't we kick into one now? This one's right up your alley.
Okay. I got a new segment. I want to be a producer.
I want to be a producer.
Okay.
There we are.
Again. And let me tell you about the premise of this. And I feel like this applies to a lot of people.
Mm.
I think a lot of people can relate.
Okay. Yep.
Is that... What are you doing under the bed?
I just put my hand underneath it. It felt nice. That's all. Sorry, I mean, it sounds weird. Okay, people can't see what we're doing right now. It sounds like we're both in bed together at the moment.
No, I'm on the bed.
You're sitting on the bed. And I'm
sitting next to the bed, and then you put your hand underneath the bed. Is it cold under there?
you know, it just felt nice. Mate, why do you just let me do what I want to do?
Okay. Fine. Put your hand under the bed. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Okay. So sometimes you're watching a movie. You're at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, you had a good expectation for this film. It's just letting you down a little bit. And you literally...
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy who's disgruntled about every single movie.
Nah.
Okay?
Nah, but I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fair. But then that slither of thought enters your mind and says, I could write a better movie. I could have done a better job than this. I could have made a better film.
Yeah.
We've all said it.
Yeah.
But we've never acted upon it.
No. Until now.
Until now. Is I've thought, you know what? I should take this to the next level. Mm-hmm. I should write my own hypothetical films that would be purely for me, that I could just put on any time of the day and just laugh and enjoy.
I'm like, right. Yes. So this is basically any other producers out there that want to just take this and run with it. Feel free.
Feel free.
Because it's never going to happen. It'll only exist in Lindsay's mind and now on a podcast.
It could happen. Let's no, not... I'm saying,
or...
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, put $1 million into it, go for it.
Yeah. Mm. Let's just see what happens. And so I've written up like a pitch. It's like, I'm going to pitch it to you. Let's just role play a second. I've walked into your office.
Just tell me what it is, mate. I'm ready to go. Oh, okay. Like, you don't need to bring me on board. I'm good.
No, you're a Hollywood producer.
Oh, okay. So we're really role playing.
We're role playing here. Okay, let's just go with it.
We're in bed and we're role playing.
Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
Just be open to the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've walked in. I'm like, hey, Mike, how you going?
Great, good. Don't get creative with the names. I like that.
That's good. Yep. Otherwise, I'd call you something else and I'd forget. I'd forget halfway through the story that your name was something else. I've got to keep it to Liz. Mike. Got to keep it simple.
Just gonna make it shorter. That's it. That's all we're going to do. Mike. All right, okay. Good, okay. Good. Great start.
That's his name. Hey, Mike, see the game last night.
Mate, you don't need to start with small talk.
Okay, I got an idea.
You're walking in. Time is money, all right?
Okay.
I'm the head of a big studio. Paramount is on my back about this.
I've got the next.
Better be good.
I've got the next Matrix. I've got the new Neo
Sweet,
Matrix.
So you've got the next 20 years ago film.
Okay, well.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm interested now.
Okay, here we go. Here, these classic characters.
Are you pitching to a producer or are you pitching to me? Because I would be excited about a new Matrix, but a producer's not going to be.
Okay. This is the next Star Wars. That's too high a bar.
Transformers.
Yeah, let's go Transformers. Yeah. Maybe better than Transformers.
Wow. Right?
Like,
okay.
We had Transformers, Ninja Turtles. Get Michael Bay on the phone. Put him on speaker.
Because
is his next project.
Good, okay. Yep.
Okay, we get good. Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, okay,
Will Arnett, funny.
Loved him in Arrested Development.
Exactly. People love Will Arnett.
Yeah, I loved him as the Batman.
Okay.
Lego Batman.
Yes, that was good.
Mm.
People also love Kevin Hart.
Yes, they do. That's quite a pairing.
It is. Mm. It's a match made in heaven. And I feel...
Like, is
no
it though?
No,
is it though?
Hear me out. Let's just see. We could get two different types of fans... Blend them together here. I think we're bringing in two different worlds.
Oh, yeah, no, this is such an original idea.
I really think
white guy and a black guy. Never been done.
No, but just those type of dudes, I feel they're very different.
A white comedian and a black comedian.
Oh, no. Just,
even more original.
No, I just feel like those two guys have a lot of chemistry. They could work.
I'm picking too many holes.
Yeah, you are. Just roll. Hang on. So these guys, they play waiters. They play themselves as waiters. In LA.
Wait, they play themselves?
Yes.
So Will Arnett in this universe is a waiter, but his name is Will Arnett.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're trying to...
And Kevin Hart...
Is Kevin Hart...
Is Kevin Hart, but he's a waiter.
Yeah, and therefore you don't have to pay him as much because they're just paying themselves and not really acting. I think that's in a contract thing.
I actually have no idea what you just said.
Okay, it doesn't matter. And let's just keep moving.
I feel like I should, given that I'm a movie producer, but I feel like you just made that up out of thin air.
Sure. I don't know. Anyway... So they're waiters. They're trying to make it big in LA.
Were you trying to say that they get paid as much as waiters?
No. Just roll with it. This is the pitch. They are in the movie. They are waiters.
Yep.
That's their day job. But they're trying to make it big in LA in the juice industry. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So they do apple juice, orange juice, fiddlehead juice. They do it all. Okay.
The fuck is fiddlehead?
It's a fruit. I look it up. I looked it up for this.
So they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do two of the most common juices and then one that no one in the entire world has ever heard of.
They do a range of juices. Okay, they they do 180 juices.
That's too many.
Okay, let's cut it down to like 92.
That's still too many.
Well, okay.
With the combinations, like 10 max, man.
10?
Yeah. Boost juice is like 8. Guaranteed. No, it isn't.
There's heaps. Like, it's got to be like a Willy Wonka kind of situation. Yeah, I'm getting too caught up in the magical details. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So many juices. Like, there's a scene where you enter their factory and it's just wall to wall with different types of things.
A juice factory.
Yeah, okay. They got one in LA. Okay. But the problem is.
Right. That's a lot of problems here.
They're not having much luck breaking into the industry.
Well, you don't say.
Because people won't buy their juices because they haven't got that image. See, with LA, you kind of got to be the cool guys.
Yeah.
These guys are kind of not that cool.
Mm. You anyway. Know who's not cool? Two of the biggest actors in the world.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Just hear me out. There's been worse.
They are playing themselves.
Hang on. Okay. There's been worse movies made than this. So I want you to put that in perspective. Oof.
That's a big call. Yep. All right.
But
this is going to have to take a big turn for it to not be the worst one I've ever heard.
Let's just see what happens. But then, whilst out drinking one night, one of their alcoholic beverages, they stumble upon a homeless man rummaging through their garbage. This homeless man is played by none other than Zac Efron.
Right. Yep.
Okay. His name in the movie is Kevin. Zac plays Kevin. The homeless man.
So you have two Kevins in this now?
Yes.
Why?
No, just...
Why? Why would you have the same name? Doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. There can be two Kevins. Why can't you have two Kevins?
Just because that's just not how screenwriting works. You've got to call them different people, man.
No. No.
Unless there's a reason for it. Is there a reason for it?
There may be a reason later.
Oh, better be.
Okay.
Just make one up now because I'm
There's stuff in here. It's like there's you know
it's like they're called Kevin because they were brothers in another life.
No, it's not like that. Okay. Whilst they wipe away the rotting fruit from his face, they begin to realize he's the most stunning man they've ever seen, and they want to use him to advertise for their failing juice company. With his good looks and stunning features, people will definitely buy their juices.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, it can't just end there. Okay, there needs to be like
no,
a bumpy
it definitely
road.
Can't end there because that's not a movie.
That's not a movie because if he just makes them big and they get rich and famous, and that's the end of the film, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where you got to.
What
throw...
is this, Lindsay's screenwriting class? Just fucking get to
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. But this is where we hit a bump in the road. Despite being amazingly
conflict,
hot,
great. Yep. Cool.
Despite being amazingly hot, Kevin is a bit of a simpleton. After the juice company Loose Juice, that's what they're called.
Loose Juice.
Make it big. Girls are fleeing themselves, but Kevin doesn't want any of that. He just wants to take care of his real friends, the Alley Cats. You see, when Kevin was poor, his only friends were the Alley Cats, and they loved him despite how much money he had or didn't have, especially this cat called Mr. Butterfeather. He's been with Kevin for so long. Are you still with
me? Sorry, no, I'm just shocked at the moment about where the fuck this is going. Did you have a stroke halfway through writing this?
Yeah,
what happened?
I did. Like there was, it was, okay, it's a difficult
sorry,
ending.
Sorry, keep going. I mean, you've got me. You know, I'm on the line.
And this is where the conflict happens: is that when Kevin gets called away, Kevin, played by Efron, not Kevin Hart,
yeah,
gets called away for a shoot. Mr. Butterfeather runs away. Okay. And then Kevin, Efron, goes in search for him. The other
Wait,
Kevin.
Is his name actually Kevin Efron?
No,
that's
it's not
an amazing name.
Well, maybe we can do. We'll work with that. Okay, yes, yeah. His name's Kevin Efron.
I still don't understand why Will Arnett and Kevin Hart are both playing themselves, yet Zac Efron is called Kevin. Yep, sorry. Yep.
Okay, okay. And then they find Mr. Butterfeather on the beach, and they all meet on the beach, and they all just like realize, you know, sometimes you chase, like. Dreams.
God help you if this
ambitions.
Is the end of the film.
If this is the end of the film.
God damn it.
And sometimes the most precious things are just in front of you.
Oh.
And this is the catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
Just hear me out. When life gives you Kevins, you make lemon juice. There we go. Finn. How's that? When life gives you Kevins, because there's two Kevins.
You know what? This podcast reboot was a bad idea. This.
What do you think? I'm just thinking...
When life
Two
gives you
billion for this
Yeah, it's definitely going to hit the heights of Avengers for sure.
I think there's a film here. Yeah. I think no one's done about Juice Industries, and I feel
I guess
these
so.
Two guys could work.
Will Arnett, and there's no particular reason that Will Arnett and Kevin Hart are playing themselves. I feel like I'm getting caught up in this, but I still don't understand why you just wouldn't have them as different characters.
Well, we can get them to play different characters.
Okay, right. So this was just purely a lazy standpoint from you. You didn't want to make up new names for
them. No, I didn't want to make up new, but we have to have.
Yet you wanted to make up a new name.
Well, can we name them all Kevin?
No.
Can we have three Kevins? Or even could we call the cat Kevin as well? Could we have four Kevins? Could we call it...
You can do all of this, Lance. You can do every single thing you're saying.
Keep going.
But it doesn't make any sense, and it's not going to get sold, and there's no reason for you to do this at all.
No, but you could say that about anything.
Well, that's true. But I could definitely say it about a movie with four Kevins in it, one of them being a cat, one of them being Kevin Hart. And the other two being Will Arnett.
But then I think this would really break ground.
Zac Efron, one of the most beautiful men in the world, playing a homeless man.
Exactly. That's my point. That's a ploy on Hollywood. Like, because people think, oh, he's so beautiful. Like, he wouldn't himself to be a homeless man. But I'm thinking this would look good for his image. I think Zac Efron's like, you know what? I haven't done a homeless man in a while.
No. In a while. I don't think he's ever done it, mate.
Oh, he's never done it.
Yeah.
Now, I think his producer would go, you know what? Mm. This will look good for you. You need some rotting fruit on your face.
Yeah.
You've done Baywatch.
Yeah. Give yourself a couple of real good
track
marks.
Let's take it
up
a peg.
Your arm, yeah.
Yeah. I think this could be a thing.
Okay. Right,
And Hollywood has never done so many
anything
names.
Anything like this.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, because you, like, your first criticism was too many Kevins. I'm like, no, I think we need more Kevins.
To be fair, that was my 50th criticism, but yes, seems to be the one that you caught on, but yeah, too many Kevins. Cut down the Kevins and we're good to go.
But then the punchline won't make any sense. When life gives you Kevins...
Sorry, did you just say the punchline won't make any sense? It already makes no sense, Liz.
No, but that's the point.
When life gives you Kevins, make lemon juice.
Because they're a juice company.
Is it a play on the phrase
when
make
life
lemonade?
Gives you lemons?
Make lemonade.
Yeah, make lemonade.
Right.
It make plays on that. But like, what rhymes with lemon? Kevin.
Does the juice company primarily sell lemon juice? Because that's a terrible concept. Because no one rocks up to a juice thing and give me a good old gulp of lemon.
People drink lemon juice. You drink lemon juice. Your family drinks lemon juice.
It's a lemon cordial.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Lemon juice and lemon cordial... worlds apart.
It's only because you can't afford lemon juice. You wish you could have lemon juice.
You need lemon juice to make lemon cordial, Liz. You have to add to lemon juice to make lemon cordial.
Okay.
At the end of this, do I give it a rating or something?
Maybe we should just break the role play a little bit. Would you see this film? Would you, like...
I would.
I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah, I would watch this film if I had some of the hardest drugs known to man. Because it would be the only way this film would make any sense whatsoever.
I think it makes a fair amount of sense. There's a problem. They'd have to resolve it. And they all come to a conclusion. And it has a funny punchline.
D minus.
D minus.
Yeah. And I hope you can improve on it next week.
Okay. Would it beat Jumanji at the box office?
Yeah.
There we go. I'm happy with that. Yeah,
happy with that. We're done. Hey, look, that's it for the podcast. Sir.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, Lindsman, we've been going for a good amount of time. We've been going 45 minutes.
Jeez, I'm starting to sweat in here.
Yeah, it's getting hot. It's getting warm in the hot box. It's getting hot in the hot box. You know what?
The snags are sizzling.
I've enjoyed this, Lindsman.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've been sizzling. The snags have been sizzling. How are we going to end it again?
Oh, we're going to end it with... Put a fork in us.
We're done.